Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Today, Laura, we're going to be talking about a very special train station run by some very special people.
Wow. Okay. So what are we going to talk about? Because I don't like taking the train.
You don't like taking the train.
Yeah.
The train is long or the journey is long?
The journey is long.
Well, it certainly takes longer than an airplane. But
that's right.
It can be romantic taking a train. You can see the scenery. And when you're in a really large country like Russia, it's kind of a slow way to cover a big distance. But this train station that we're going to be looking at is in Russia. And as we can see from the title, it's a train station run by children.
What?
Now, when we use run in this way, we're not talking about like run to the store or a running car or an engine. Is working, we're talking about something that is managed, organized, and basically taken care of by children, like a boss or the workers might run a business or run a store. Well, this is, yes, it's a train station, and it's organized and managed by children.
Wow. So let's find out more.
Yeah, I have many questions, and the only way to get answers is to read the article. So let's do that, and then we'll be back to chat about it.
Reading.
A train station run by children. Children everywhere love playing with toy trains. In Russia, a few lucky kids run the show at an actual train station. The Children's Railway is a special summer program for children between the ages of 9 and 15. The program teaches kids how a real train station works by letting them run the train station. The first children's railway was opened by the Russian government in 1932. Its goal was to teach discipline and show children how to work together. Additionally, it hoped the program might help them identify future government leaders. It worked. So the government opened another 51 children's railways across the country. Several of these railways are still functioning to this day. However, many people still don't see the station's value until they see the railways in action. Children's railways aren't just about carrying on tradition. When students sell tickets, they are using math. Talking to foreign customers lets them practice English. Operating the tracks also teaches them about physics. Many children love the program so much that they continue working on railways as adults.
All right, so here we are with the article, and let's check out the first sentence, which tells us, children everywhere love playing with toy trains. Absolutely. Children love to, most important word here, play with, second most important word, toy trains. Not real trains, not working with real trains, playing with toy trains. You could have those little wooden trains as a kid, or maybe a more complicated electric train set.
Yay!
I just remembered I had a Lego electric train set when I was
a
kid.
You did not. I want one of those.
And it was awesome.
I
think I sold it.
Oh.
What a mistake that was.
I was going to ask.
Anyways.
Does it still work?
I don't know. Somewhere someone has it, and it's probably worth a lot of money. But anyways, yes, children do love playing with toy trains. That's very true.
They sure do. Okay. 没错，世界上所有的小孩都爱玩这个火车的模型哦。像是我想到，诶，好像那个我姐姐小孩有那个 Thomas. Well, I don't know if they're still famous or not. Thomas and Friends toy trains.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah, 汤马士火车。Okay, but here, today we're not talking about toy trains. We're talking about what you were saying in Russia, right?
That's right.
A few lucky kids run the show at an actual train station.
Wow. Amazing. So, yeah, that's basically what the title of the story told us. They run the show.
Ooh.
They're in charge. They're the bosses at this actual train station. We'll come back to talk about that word actual, but I believe run the show is our shortcut for you, isn't it?
That's right. Let's take a look.
Shortcut for you.
All right, cut. Let's cut. Wait, what are you doing? I'm the director of this movie, not you.
I could tell it was time to cut, though. Angela, getting hair and makeup. Your scene is next.
Okay, do you think you're the one who runs the show around here?
I'm not running anywhere. These people really need me to keep things running smoothly.
What? I know you're not running. To run the show means to be in control of a group of people doing something.
So, to run the show means 主管一切，当家做主。
Right. I think you're in my chair, by the way.
Oh, this? No, I'm not. See, it says director.
Right. That's me. I'm running the show.
If you say so. Okay, places, everybody. Let's start from the beginning of the scene.
So, yes, they run the show, or I guess you could say they run the station, you know, in the way that we sort of saw that in the title. Yeah. They're the managers, they're the bosses. And as we're learning from this adjective actual, this is not a toy train station, this is an actual train station. So from that, you probably understand that something that is an actual thing is a real thing. It's not fake, it's not a toy, it's not a copy, it's not CGI from a movie or anything like that. It's a real one. It's authentic. A-U-T-H-E-N-T-I-C. Another word that we could use. For example, this isn't an actual Rolex watch. It's a fake. It looks like it, but no, it wasn't made in Switzerland. It didn't cost a lot of money. It's not an actual fancy watch. It's a fake fancy watch. Mm. So it'll break soon.
Ooh, okay. 所以我们现在回到课文，我们是要提到在 Russia, 是在俄国呢，一群幸运的小孩却能在真的火车站里主掌全局。那刚刚我们的 shortcut for you 就看到 run the show, 指的就是主管一切啦，当家做主这样的意思。不过刚刚我们还看到我们的 actual 就有实际的啦，真实的意思哦，它是个形容词，它的相反呢，当然就是 fake。那刚刚麦克要补充，我们也可以用 authentic 这个字来表示真正的 OK。那其实像是有时候我们是看到电影，对不对？如果它是根据真人真事或是真的事件发生，我们就可以说 The movie is based on actual events, so on events that really happened. And sometimes we like to use the phrase in actual fact to emphasize it's actually something.
Interesting. All right, let's find out more about this train station. It says the Children's Railway is a special summer program for children between the ages of 9 and 15. So it's kind of for elementary or junior high school age children. It's a special summer program. So, all right. So from that, we already know that this isn't a job for the kids. It's something they do during their summer holidays. You know, if they're interested in trains and stuff like that. But it is a program, so it is a little bit serious. And we know that because a program is a planned set of activities. That's what this noun means. Basically, when we organize a bunch of different things and plan it out in a sort of careful, thoughtful way, maybe we're trying to reach a certain goal or trying to achieve a certain level, we might have a program. For example, Janet is on a diet and exercise program so that she can lose some weight. She probably talked to a doctor, a personal trainer at the gym, and, you know, this has all been planned out, and maybe she's got some information about it that explains it all. But if she follows the program, she will reach a goal. And if the kids are stay in this program all summer, they'll learn a lot about running a train station.
Wow, okay, 所以我们得知原来这不是他们真正想要就是哦当这个火车公司啊，或者是在实行真正的就是我们要坐的这个火车。因为呢，其实这个是在俄国呢，他们这个儿童的铁路呢，这个 idea 是专为9到15岁的小孩进行的特别暑期计划。其实我们看到的 program 这个名词就是有计划啦、方案这样的意思哦。So sometimes I think of government programs、
mm-hmm, sure.
or even a workout program because you were talking about an exercise or a diet program.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We can have all sorts of programs. This, I guess, we would call it an educational program because you're learning.、And that's what the kids do. It says the program teaches kids how a real train station works by letting them run the train station. So they're in charge.、Mm-hmm. They're the bosses. And of course, by, you know, doing a job, even if it's just for a few months, the kids will learn a lot about the whole railway business, the whole railway system in Russia. And it seems this isn't a new idea.、
Oh.
This has been around for a really long time.、
Hmm.
The next sentence tells us the first children's railway was opened by the Russian government in 1932.
Wow.
That's right, 1932, well before World War II, kids have been working on the railway. That's amazing.
Okay. 所以我们得知呢，有关这个计划是要让儿童透过实际操作呢，来学习一台真正的火车是如何运行的。接着呢，我们才发现其实他很早很早就开始在做这样子的一个计划哦。因为儿童铁路首次呢是在1932年由俄国的政府举办哦。So 1932, that's a long time ago.
That's right. Well, now, obviously, the kids will be learning about、mm-hmm. the railway and how a train station、
right.
works. But there are other good goals here, other good things the kids、mm-hmm. get from the program. It also says that its goal, or the Children's Railway Program goal, was to teach discipline and show children how to work together. Something、
ah.
you get from almost any job, especially as a young kid. You have to learn discipline, and you have to learn how to work together. Let's look at this word discipline first, shall we?
Let's take a look. Okay, 所以呢，没错 ，discipline 就是纪律的意思。所以呢，除了让他们可以感受这个实际操作一台真正的火车，它的目的还有让小孩子培养纪律，并且学习如何合作 ，work together。那除这个团队合作，我们还可以用另外一个字，我觉得还不错，就是 teamwork。
Mm-hmm, that's right. And discipline, you know, showing up on time, being responsible,、
yeah.
helping out other people, all those good things you learn from a job that maybe your teachers help you with at school. Well, now you have to、mm-hmm. do it yourself. And that's not all. Additionally, it hoped the program might help them identify future government leaders.
Wow.
Wow, amazing. So this is another thing. This is an extra thing. This is also, this was another、mm-hmm. Idea about the program.We know that it's an extra, it's added on, because we use the word additionally. That's what this adverb means. Also, it's just kind of like also or and or furthermore. We're basically adding another sentence with another idea to a similar idea or sentence that came before. For example, the government announced that it would be raising taxes this year.Additionally, there will be less money spent on the army. You'll notice both in the example sentence and in our story, we're using additionally at the beginning of a brand new sentence, but the ideas in that sentence are very close to the ideas in the sentence that just came before.
Okay, so additionally, 当然我们还可以用片语 in addition, these two are the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, additionally, 这个副词就是另外,此外,所以你要补充说明某件事情。For example, the restaurant has a large menu. Additionally, or in addition, there are several special dishes that are prepared each day.Day. 所以回到课文他提到就是此外他们还希望能透过这个计划找到未来政坛上的领导人哦。那这里呢我们有identify 这个字哦，刚刚还看到，就是有这个发现或是确定什么什么，像是通常我们会提到可能发现问题，找到问题 ，so yeah, identifying the problem.
Mm-hmm, there you go. And、we also learn it worked. So this whole program has worked very well. It worked. It says so. The government opened another 51 children's railways、
okay.
across the country. That's amazing. But I mean, it's also worth remembering that Russia is the biggest country in the world by far. So if kids on one side of the country want to get into the program, they can't travel to the other side of the country. That's thousands of kilometers away. So they've opened these children's railways in various parts all over the country. But it seems to have worked very well.
Okay, so it worked. 所以听起来呢，这个结果相当成功。所以政府呢，就决定哦，在全国各地再加开哇51个哎，这个儿童铁路计划 51. Okay, now several of these railways are still functioning to this day.
Interesting. Gives us the idea that maybe they don't have 51 anymore. I mean, after all, people travel by airplane a lot more than they used to. But still, there are many of them still functioning or working to this day. When something functions, it's basically the same as it's working or it's operating, right? Most businesses will function between the hours of 9 to 5. Some stores will function on the weekends, while some won't. Basically means something's working. We can also use it to talk about machines. For example, the elevator isn't functioning, so we will have to take the stairs. So this verb basically means something is working, it's operating, it's there to be used.
Okay, 所以 function 其实就是有运作。那除了刚刚 Mike 提到的 machines or like elevators, we could also talk about her heart now seems to be functioning normally.
It's working.
Right, okay. 再来呢，我们刚刚有提到 the phrase to this day, 就是直到现在至今。因为我们刚刚有提到就是好几个铁路至今仍在继续运行。Okay, 那 to this day, okay, 怎么用呢？我们可能 we could probably say something like, to this day, I still don't know what happened.
Right up to now, right up to the current time. All right, so Children's Railway. I guess after reading this article, even just a few sentences, now it doesn't seem so crazy to me, but...Remember how we felt a few minutes ago when we started? It seemed crazy and...
Or dangerous.
And I guess from the next sentence we learn that we aren't the only people who think this might be a little bit of a crazy idea. It says, however...So that's kind of like, but, however, many people still don't see the station's value until they see the railways in action, okay? The first C here, it's kind of like understand. So people might hear about it, but they don't understand the value. They don't sort of, you know, get the experience and get a little bit more knowledge so they know how useful it is. Not until they see the railways in action. So they don't, until,
Okay, 我们都知道 until, okay, 它是什么呢？就是直到什么什么时候，所以某个动作持续到 until 所代表时间为止。不过刚刚的课文的句子，我们出现到 not until, 就是直到怎么样才怎么样，表示某个动作是直到 until 所代表的时间才开始的哦。OK, 那如果呢我们要用 not until 表示未来的事情，注意哦，其中的主要字句要用未来式，而 until 引导的字句要用现在式，比方像是 I won't talk to you until you apologize. OK, 有没有发现 until 后面 OK 的字句是要用现在式哦。 OK, let's continue reading.
Alright, so I guess people will go to the railway stations, then they'll see the kids showing discipline, showing their good, you knowskills and stuff, and then they understand that it's a useful thing. But we also learn that children's railways aren't just about carrying on tradition. So it's not just something that they do because that's the way their parents or grandparents did it. That's a tradition. So, but it's not just about carrying on something. When we carry on something like this, we're not carrying it in our arms like you might carry a bag onto an airplane or a suitcase onto an airplane. We're talking about continuing. It's not just about continuing the tradition. You know, sometimes we do things just because our grandparents and, you know, great-grandparents did it, but then we...kind of go, why do we keep doing this, you know? But sometimes there's a real good reason, and we're going to learn about that. But first of all, yeah, it's not just because this is the way it's done. There are other reasons.
Okay, so children's railways. Okay, 我们提到儿童铁路并非只是传统的承袭而已。这里的 carry on something 是继续某件事情，像传承某一个传统。Okay, so carry on the tradition. Yeah, I'm thinking about Chinese New Year. Sometimes we don't really do some things. Yeah, we used to anymore. So yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the traditions of, you know, now for like the moon festival, people don't always barbecue outside.
No.
Sometimes they just go to a restaurant.
Yeah, but, I was going to say that.
You know, carrying on traditions can be important too, when you can. Let's look at some of the things that kids will actually learn.
Okay.
It says when students sell tickets, they are using math. All right. Talking to foreign customers lets them practice English. Hey, those are two good things that they can learn.
Oh, so 其实呢在学生在卖票的时候他们可以用到数学然后跟国外的这个消费者沟通的时候啊诶他们还可以练习英文呢所以这个其实是一个非常棒的学习不是在学校可以学到的。Now, operating the tracks also teaches them about physics. Okay, so track.
Yeah, tracks are what railways roll along. It's kind of like the road for a railway, except it's these metal bars that are put on the ground, and that's what the trains roll along. We can talk about tracks also just being a sort of a set path. When you're racing cars often drive around a racetrack, right? It's like a road, but it's not connected to normal roads. It's a special road just for the cars. Well, a train track is a special set of rails. Those are the two metal bars for the train or the subway. That's our example sentence. The subway is a train which runs on a track that is underground. Yeah, that's what a subway is.
Okay, so track 就是铁轨轨道 Okay, 所以操作铁轨的时候它可以还帮助他们学习物理哦 physics.
Yeah, physics is a type of science. When we talk about how much things weigh or gravity or things like that, we're talking about physics. It's a little complicated. You use a lot of math in physics, but some of our greatest scientists came from the world of physics. For example, Sir Isaac Newton is one of the greatest thinkers in the history of physics. You know, he discovered some important things like, I don't know, you know, gravity, light, you know, stuff like that.
Okay, physics 就是物理学。I hated physics and chemistry back in high school, or biology as well, 生物。
Not the easiest classes. Maybe if you'd worked on a children's railway, you would have gotten better grades. What
probably,
do you think?
Probably.
All right, so we wrap it up with this sentence. It says, many children love the program so much that they continue working on railways as adults. So there you go. They kind of get the railway bug, we could say, or they get a passion.And an interest for railways. And even once they finish school, they go back to work on the railway. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
Do you think they have a children's airport? That would probably be dangerous.
That would probably be really
That's
scary.
That's a little bit more dangerous.
Okay. Well, now it's our time for our For You Chat. For You Chat.Here's our For You Chat question. Would you be interested in working on a children's railway? Why or why not?
Am I a child or is it me now?
Okay, how about you being a child?
Yes, absolutely. That sounds amazing. It would be really cool. I think that would be a lot of fun. What about you?
Because you won't, you know, you don't have to worry so much. The adults, they actually have to worry so much.
That's right.
Yeah, you're just having fun.
If I was an adult, I'd feel like I should be in charge, but I don't know anything about it.
Maybe. I don't know I would be interested. As I said before, I don't really like physics or anything, you know. I don't know if the idea of
but
running...
Learning like, how to drive a train? Don't
I
you
don't
think
even
be
know how
fun?
To drive a car,
oh,
so
well.
I'm not that interested.
The good
I'm
thing
not
with
really
the train is、
those.
You can't get lost. You're always on the track.
Yeah, you could be right.
That's one problem you won't have to worry about. How about you guys? Would you be interested in working on a children's railway? Is there a children's railway in Taiwan? If there isn't, hey!Maybe write to the president and say,
Yay.
We want a children's railway. And she'll write back and say, are you crazy? No, she'll write back and say, go to Russia.
Oh.
And you'll say, oh, okay. All right, guys, that's it for today. We'll see you in the future. But until then, take care and bye-bye.
Bye.
A train station run by children. Children everywhere love playing with toy trains. In Russia, A few lucky kids run the show at an actual train station. The Children's Railway is a special summer program for children between the ages of 9 and 15. The program teaches kids how a real train station works by letting them run the train station. The first children's railway was opened by the Russian government in 1932. Its goal was to teach discipline and show children how to work together. Additionally, it hoped the program might help them identify future government leaders. It worked, so the government opened another 51 children's railways across the country. Several of these railways are still functioning to this day. However, many people still don't see the station's value until they see the railways in action. Children's railways aren't just about carrying on tradition. When students sell tickets, they are using math. Talking to foreign customers lets them practice English. Operating the tracks also teaches them about physics. Many children love the program so much that they continue working on railways as adults.
Vocabulary Review.
Actual. This is not the actual Mona Lisa painting. The real one is in Paris. Program. Our group has a program to collect food and give it to poor people. Additionally, your writing homework must be 1 page long. Additionally, you must type it on a computer. Function. This old car still functions just fine. Its owner has kept it in good shape. Track. People like to visit this small town and take pictures on the train tracks. Physics. Isaac studied physics in college because he wants to understand how the universe works.